Yevamos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, 5, 6. We're wrapping up the Perek. We're actually revisiting and requoting something we had in Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Gimel, we talked about the scenario where you had one Yavam and two Yevamos, Rachel and Leah, and we had first as Chalitza and then something else. So the point of that Mishnah was that after Chalitza, nothing more can happen. We're in, again, Rabbi Kiva's world, that not just may nothing happen, but nothing can happen. And same goes if there be a Ve'ila. If you would sleep with one of the women, then again, nothing else can happen in terms of binding any union between the second woman and this guy. What the point of our mission is going to be here is we're going to differentiate between Chalitza and Yivum, Be'ila, I should say, in as much as the mission will say that once Chalitza is done and all events game over and there's no more union possible across the board, again, Rabbi Kiva's world, that Kedushin wouldn't be Tovus and you couldn't marry if you wanted to. We're going to contrast that with Be'ila, which, if done at the outset, as the Mishnah will say, resolves the Zika, nothing more can be done. But as we said, if he first gives Maimor or Get to one of the women, and then he would do Be'ila with the second woman, so there is something that has to still happen, because we said that Be'ila is a Be'a Psula, it's like a invalid Be'ila, and therefore they're not married. The Yavam and the second one are not married because already we're in Lo Yivne territory because he already gave a Maimor or a Get to the first woman. And that being the case, he still needs to resolve the Zika, at least Midurabanan, by giving Chalitza back to the original woman. So that's the point of the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah says inside. First, again, a direct quote, word for word, from what we saw in Mishnah Gimel. Chalatz, if first it is Chalitza with Rachel. And then Va'asa Maimor, he gives Maimor to the second woman, Leah, V'nasan Get, or gives a Get to her, O Baal, or he sleeps with her. In all those events, the din will be Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Nothing can happen. He resolved the Zika, and then the giving the Maimor to Leah is meaningless, giving a Get to Leah is meaningless, and sleeping with Leah is also meaningless in as far as it can't bind them in any way in a union. They can't even get married, according to Rabbi Kiva. O Baal, similarly, if the Yavam Shimon sleeps with Rachel, and then Va'asa Maimor, he gives Maimor to Leah, or Nasan Get to Leah, or Chalat to Leah, then nothing will happen, of course, because he's married to Rachel, and Leah is just some random woman who he has an Isser Doraisa of marrying because of... Doraisa can't marry her now, because of... Learn that from a Pasuk, one bias, not two batim. So the point is, that being the case, nothing more can happen. And that's what the Mishnah said here, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, once Chalitza has been done, nothing more can happen. Again, Rabbi Kiva's world. I mean, even Kedushin isn't Tovsin. Can't get married if you wanted to. That's true, Bein Techila, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Besof. Whether it, literally, Techila, Emtza, and Sof mean beginning, middle, and end. But what it means, in fact, I'll translate here, not literally, is whether he did the Chalitza first, or second, or third. Meaning, let's say, for example, if he gave Chalitza third. So he first did Maimor, then he did Get, then he did Chalitza. So we're going to say it doesn't matter. Whether there is a Maimor and or Get that preceded the Chalitza, once Chalitza is done, game over. Nothing else can happen. In contrast, Va'be'ila, when it comes to... But let me speak out, sorry, before I go on. Just one point, an important point. If he would, let's say, give Maimor to Rachel, and then a Chalitza to Leah, it's true that game over. Nothing more can happen, because now Leah did the Chalitza and the Zika's gone. So only nothing more can happen. But something else actually has to happen, which is still Rachel Midrabana will need a Get, because she got Maimor. But the point is nothing else can happen, in the sense of no union can ever be effected anymore. In contrast, when it comes to Be'ila sleeping together, so if it happens, the Mishnah says, Va Be'ila Bezmanshi Betchila, if the first step in the story is a Be'ila. So that, of course, now ends the Zika, because it binds them through Yibum. Now, when Shimon sleeps with Rachel, Rachel becomes his wife in every sense. And after that, of course, Leah is just some random, essentially with a generic love floating out of her head, but he can never do anything more to, in, with respect to Yibum with her, whether it's Get, Maimor, Chalitza, or Baal. Nothing can happen. In Achre HaKlum. But, Be'emtzo V'sof, if the Be'ila is not the first thing to happen, but rather the second or third thing in the story, then Yesh Achre HaKlum, then something else actually can happen. Meaning, if first he gives Maimor to Rachel, and then he is Boa Leah. Or he gives, let's say, Maimor and Get to Rachel, and then he's Boa Leah. So then the Be'ila, since it's a Be'ia Psula, doesn't affect Yubim anymore. And therefore, the Rabbanan must happen, he still has to give Chalitza to Rachel, and maybe a get as well if he gave Maamar first. The Mishnah wraps up by saying, Reb Nechemia Omer, Achas Bila, V'Achas Chalitza. Reb Nechemia holds actually Bila and Chalitza are the exact same thing, meaning since he doesn't hold to this Bia Psula business, he says, listen, the Torah gives you two Doraisa options, Yibum, which is effect through Bia, or Chalitza. And we're not going to have some rabbinic injunction which says if you gave Maamar or Get, which are sort of like, anyways, the Torah doesn't recognize them in the first place, to one, you can't resolve with Bia to the other. And therefore, if you first, let's say, give Maamar to the first woman, and then you did Bia to the second woman, that actually would be binding, and they would no Bia Psula, Kwantrim Nechemia, they would be married through Yibum, and then in Achra Klum. And that being the case, says Rabbi Nechemia, he says, Achas Bila v'Achas Chalitza, the rules as they apply to Bila and Chalitza are exactly the same, Bein B'Tchila, Bein B'Emsa, Bein B'Sof, in Achra Klum, once you do either Bila or Chalitza anywhere in the process, game over. Nothing more to talk about in terms of the Zika, Yibum, Chalitza. Everything's been resolved, either through Chalitza or Yibum, as applicable.